September 18, 1900, Charity tarred one's neighbor. Louisa prays Jesus to take her to heaven. This morning my adorable Jesus transported me outside of myself, and showed me the many evils committed against charity tarred one's neighbor. How much sorrow they caused to most patient Jesus. It seemed that he himself was receiving them. Then, all afflicted, he told me, "My daughter, one who harms his neighbor harms himself, and by killing his neighbor he kills his soul. And since charity predisposes the soul for all virtues, because charity is missing, the soul is predisposed to commit all sorts of vices." After this, we withdrew, and since for several days I had been suffering from an intense pain at my ribs, I felt exhausted in my strengths. Compassionating me, Blessed Jesus told me, "My beloved, you would like to come, wouldn't you?" And I, "Heaven's willing, my Lord, that this pain be the cause of my coming to you." How grateful I would be to it, how dearly I would hold it, as one of my most faithful friends. "But I think you want to tempt me like the other times, and by exciting me with your invitations, since I would then remain disillusioned, you would come to make my martyrdom more cruel and harrowing. But, oh please, have compassion for me, and do not leave me on earth any longer. Absorb this miserable worm into yourself, for I have the right to this, since it is from you that I came." All moved in hearing me, lovable Jesus told me, "Poor daughter, do not fear, for your day in which you will be absorbed in me will surely come. Know, however, that your continuous violence is to come to me, especially after my invitations, do great good to you and make you live in the atmosphere of the air, without a shadow of any human weight. So much so, that you are like those flowers which have not even their roots from the earth. By living in this way, suspended in the air, you come to amuse heaven and earth, and looking at heaven, you are amused by it alone and you nourish yourself with all that is celestial. In looking at the earth, you feel compassion for it, and help it as much as you can on your part. However, at the comparison with the fragrance of heaven, you immediately perceive the stench that emanates from the earth, and you abhor it. Could I perhaps place you in a position more dear to me and to heaven, and more beneficial for you and for the world? And I, yet, oh my Lord, you should have compassion for me by not prolonging my residence down here, for the so many reasons I have. Especially then, for the sad times that are preparing. Who would have the heart to see such a bloody slaughter? And also, for your continuous privations that cost me more than death." As I was saying this, I saw a multitude of angels around our Lord, saying, "Our Lord and God, do not let yourself be importuned any longer, make her content. We are anxiously waiting for her. Wounded by her voice, we have come here to listen to her, and we are impatient to take her with us. And you, O chosen one, come to cheer us in our celestial dwelling." Blessed Jesus, moved, seemed to want to condescend, and he disappeared. As I found myself inside myself, I felt my pain increased. So much so, that I was in a continuous spasm, but I could not understand myself for the contentment.